261EB and KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
To ask a question, feel welcome when you walk through the doors. When you walked into the sanctuary, did you feel the power of the paraclete? Were you greeted with a smile and a good morning? Because Isaac, who sits at the back, who speaks to me every Sunday morning when I come in, I know she smiles and I know she greets every person who walks through that door. Was there an atmosphere of worship and praise resonating in the house? Because this is a house of, for we experience the manifestation of the Holy Spirit upon his people and in his house. Salvation is a gift, is a gift from God. And within that gift which God has given us, there is a pathway or there is an access to getting there. This pathway is not based, but rather on the grace and the love that God extends to each and every one of us. And through faith, through this access point, accepting the invitation that God freely offered to all who believe. Not everyone is a believer. Feel to me that in the last days, the more we talk about the Lord, the greater the forces of the power of this earth will come against God's men and God's people. We're experiencing today because we're getting closer and closer to the revelation of what God has revealed, declared, and decreed for all of humanity to understand who he is. And many doubt the words we preach, and many doubt what we say, but God, who is the maker, the creator, God, who declared all things by the spoken word, but God, who is here now and resonate in his house, a house that he said, upon this rock I will build my church, or in the house of the Lord. Just as a door allows entry into a home, faith plus entry has prepared for us. God ain't trying to judge nobody. God is trying to save everybody. God into a world so that each and every one of us would have eternal life. And the thing that we wrestle with, the thing that we have so much problem with, is loving one. And the day we learn what love is the day we get our mission statement into heaven. Because we fight. We fight because of religious hang-ups. Because you don't look like me. Act like me, and I don't act like you. And the world is teeter-tottering. On the verge of a great awakening and attitude towards one another. My brothers and sisters, the access we receive is an open. It is opened by the sacrifice of Jesus, who stands at the gateway through which we are welcome. You're part of God's family. Jesus said in John 10 and 9, I am the door. By me, if any man will, shall go in and out and find pastures. This has reference to shepherds and sheep, and it is an analogy that literally says that sheep has by pastures. Pastors are men who have a responsibility over sheep. It has been said that sheep have very poor eyesight, and they sometimes woe, and they can't see their way very well. And it takes a shepherd to lead them into the right path. And a shepherd leads them into a house, or he leads them, find themselves together as they conjugate. You'll get it in a minute. And as they conjugate, they come together and they all hang out together. Sometime comes after the sheep. The sheep can't do nothing but cry out for the shepherd, because sheep don't have a defense. Cry out for help. And a shepherd who's watching over his sheep have the methodology to move that enemy, move that destructive mechanism away from his sheep. If sheep will be destroyed, because the enemy can't deal with the words of shepherds. For the Lord is my shepherd. We who are his sheep have a shepherd. We have a great shepherd who leads us, guides us beside still water. We have a shepherd who don't love ourselves. We have a shepherd who said, Lord, I am with you always. We have a shepherd who woke us up this morning, clothes us in our right mind. We said, I am with you always.
Amen.
Yes. A shepherd.
Yes.
Jesus gave us answers. We need access through prayer. Anybody praying? Ask given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be open unto you. Anybody praying? Prayer for a great position in this country. And that great position, I'm watching God deal with it. And although it looked like he has the power of our God, so I ask you to continue to pray, because prayer will change things. Opportunity. Prayer is the key that unlocks the door, connecting us directly to God's heart and will. My brethren, it is through sincere prayer that we are not only able to present our requests, but also align ourselves, experiencing the fullness of his grace. Is there anybody praying this morning? Said that preachers can't preach if people aren't praying. There are times that we get lost in the worldliness that's designed. You know that's designed. The enemy is smart. He will use whatever trick in a book and to change but God. See, I get excited when I think about what God is doing and the opportunity to all get to see Jesus. Then there's protection. In our spiritual life, God protects, surrounds us like a closed danger we may not even see. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil with me. Don't you dare think when you go into a pastorage that the enemy will not come at you. Don't you dare think it will be easy, because you have to support him. God is to do what he has called us to do. And because God is equipping us, he said, raise the volume so my people and the church will hear what thus must. My brothers and sisters, when we think about what God is doing, when we trust in him, I ain't scared of nobody. Enemy done already tried to kill me, and he can't do it. And the more he come at me, the stronger I get. And the stronger, because he cannot deal with the powers of our God. And I feel the power of the Lord resonating in this physical body, because of what God has declared and decreed for this generation and this dispensation. Divine presence. A door. He provides us with a fresh opportunity to step forward in faith and trust him for a fresh path. God is giving us, every time we are obedient, he just keep blessing us. But you got to answer what hear and answer what when we answer, he opens the door for supernatural blessings, and we wonder how it happened. He's revealing himself, who he is. When you see supernatural blessing, it just didn't happen. God made it happen. And what 24 years is that God ain't yet? Because God has so much more to give. The only thing that stops us is somebody's reading. But God, who is rich in mercy, who looked far beyond our fault and saw our needs, opened doors that no man can open. But God got us up this morning, closed us in our right mind, gave us a blessing that we need, gave us strength to that there's some stuff out there. But he said, I'm still with you. Don't you dare stop moving the church forward. Paul, my speaks of a great and effective door that opened to him. In 1 Corinthians 10 and 9, Paul, for a great and effective to me. And there are many adversaries. Paul knew that in this ministry we preach, but sometimes there will be doors that will close to us due to different doctrine. Methodist, Church of Christ, all have different doctrines, but we say we love one another.
Yeah.
Jesus, he's concerned about our relationship. And the problem we have is that when your denomination is different, your doors. But if this house that the Lord have made, everybody is welcome in the house of the Lord. Paul's in opening up doors for one people calling and honoring him. My, the doors of salvation will be always open to those who believe. Of the Lord God and the vision Peter had. And how the Lord was revealing to Peter that those unclean animals in his dream were now made clean. Gentiles. There were unclean animals that Peter said, I will never eat, and because I've never thing like that. And the Lord revealed to him what he had made clean. Don't call it common. To your people, and they were chosen by God, and yet God was blessing them. But sometime in your blessing, you forget that there are Lord. And so, blessed are they that believe and have not seen. And so those that were left out, God's Gentile nation, that's us, were left out. And the Lord said, now I've made them clean. Because there was one who would come and restore and redeem us back into a court. And because the Lord has redeemed us, he has purchased us back. We have all now been washed clean by the blood of the Lamb. It's because you will never be good enough, because we all were born with a...
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Now back to the hits. Back to the music.
Please believe that.
The unstoppable Wade Hampton.
Come on, clap your hands.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. I am David Deal, Senior Pastor and Bishop of Victory Christian Outreach Center, 1015 Main Street in the city of Colfax, Louisiana. Our services are Monday at 6:30 p.m., intercessory prayer. Wednesday at 6:30 p.m., empowered by the Word of God Bible class. Friday night, 7:30 p.m., prayer, praise, and deliverance service. Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m., Sunday school. Worship service, 11.